Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bill, how you doing this morning? Are you reporting live from one of your 25 houses in Strongsville today, or is that not true?
Did you see me come into town? Man, I thought I snuck by you guys. I'm here in Cleveland.
It's the whole real estate market with you in Strongsville. It's just every time we have an opening, it's always you. Oh, Bill Cowers in Strongsville.
But understand, my first condo I bought was in Olmsted Falls, and the very first house I ever bought was in Strongsville. So and my first two daughters were born in Cleveland. So trust me, I do have roots there now.
And it's been a running joke ever since.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. Brown Steelers, Bill. What do you think? Because all of a sudden here in town, we're thinking, wait a minute, we have a team that can actually compete with the Steelers on a regular basis. Do we?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. I think I give a lot of credit to Kevin Stefanski, what he's come up there with. And, you know, in fact, he was able to, in this, you know, this offseason, really that you didn't have one, no OTAs, very limited preseason with training camp, and then really no preseason games. But yet he's been able to institute an offense that has gotten it's gotten an identity. I think one of the biggest things he did was hiring Bill Callahan. I think he's one of the better offensive line coaches in the National Football League. And I think with this team right now, having four straight wins is a degree of confidence that they're walking on the field with. They're playing very well. And, you know, this is a big game for them, a chance to see, you know, make a statement and, you know, just to say that, you know, we're part of this division too. It's been Pittsburgh and Baltimore for so many years. But I look at this team right now, they appear to be very focused and on what they're doing, the unselfish play that they've had. And again, this is a great opportunity to go to Pittsburgh and make a statement.
Bill, as you watch the Browns and you look at the offensive line, you talked about Bill Callahan there for a second. How much of an upgrade are they right now, and how much is that offensive line spurring on the majority of the success the Browns are having?
Well, I think it's huge. I mean, I think that's been a big part of the past. And also, it's utilizing what they do, too, right? I mean, you come in there and you have two runners like Chubb and Hunt, and I know Nick's hurt right now. But D'Ernest Johnson's not that bad either. And, you know, again, you're playing through some of the strengths of your team. What does that do when you're able to run the football? It opens it up now for Baker Mayfield and getting him out of the pocket and putting him on the corner and playing, doing the play action with him and utilizing now the weapons he has and Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. So, and then you get the two tight ends. I mean, I think Hooper and Joku, maybe he comes back. It's a very good offense that's tailored, I think, right now with where Baker's at. Again, the biggest thing for him is to be patient. I thought he played really, really well until the second half of last week. I thought he kind of forced some things. And, again, he will continue to learn. He's still new in this offense. Kevin's getting a feel for him getting a feel for Kevin. But I think, again, it goes back to this offensive line, what they've done with that. And, you know, he starts with the two tackles, Conklin and Wills Jr. I mean, these guys are two good players. And, you know, J.C. Tretterer in the middle. I mean, this is a very solid offensive line, and I think the offense has fit them perfectly.
Bill, Stiles sometimes seems cyclical in the NFL. And after quarterbacks throwing the ball around like crazy, there seems to be, you know, San Francisco does it, Baltimore does it, the Browns are doing it. Running the football is coming back in vogue for some teams anyway, and not just with one running back, but with several. Is that a trend you like?
Well, I do, and I think it's a trend when it's all said and done. I think that's sustainable. You can throw the ball all you want. If you're playing in a dome, it may be good, but, you know, look at where you're playing. You're playing in Pittsburgh and Cleveland and Buffalo. You still better be able to run the football because a lot of times that's what's going to be conducive to being successful, particularly when you're playing in late December and January. And, you know, I think also running the football, the other thing that it does, it helps your defense. It keeps them on the bench. It keeps them fresh. And also it gives you a mentality. It gives you a finish mentality. You get a lead, you feel like you can run the ball and you can finish a game. So I just think balance, whether, you know, you still have to be able to make the big passing plays, but the running game can also set up that as well. So I think it's the mentality, honestly, to be that I think when you're able to run the football, it brings a degree of toughness to your football team. And I think that's what you're seeing right now with the Cleveland Browns. They run the football well, and if you go against them, you watch them on that defensive front, there is a degree of toughness with which they play.
Bill, Myles Garrett makes his return to Pittsburgh this week. If you're coaching either the Steelers or the Browns, is that something you address, that you tackle out early? Do you use that as a motivator? Do you just kind of brush it under the rug because Myles has been playing so well?
He has been playing well, and I'm sure that both the coaches talk about a game like this. Is, you know, when you have two teams that one's 4-0, one's 4-1, you know, it's going to be an emotional game. You want to make it personal. There's nothing wrong with that. The biggest thing you have to be able to do is control your emotions. You don't want to be selfish and do something that can hinder your team or hurt your team in the course of the game. So I think, again, games like this, there's ebb and flow is going to take place. How you deal with it, don't overreact, just respond. Stay in the course of the now element of where you are in that game, because every football game, when you have two good football teams, there's two or three pivotal plays that can influence a game. So, again, it's okay to make it personal. It's okay to talk about this being a robbery. It's okay to talk about how big this game is. But at the same time, the ability to control your emotions, to deal with the ebb and flow, and not let it become a situation where you make a selfish decision is the most important thing. And I think with both these teams, with knowing both these coaches, I don't think that's going to happen.
Bill, you were Ben Roethlisberger's head coach for his first three seasons. Did you ever think he'd play 17 seasons in the NFL with as physical of a brand of football as he played? Because he's still doing a lot of the same things he did when you had him when he was really young.
Yeah, you know what? Ben has just been he's an unbelievable athlete who's got a great feel for the game. He sees the field so very well. And I think when last year happened, you know, sometimes you don't appreciate something until it's been taken away from you. And I think what was taken away from him last year was playing the game of football. And all of a sudden he had a chance to come back. I think his elbow feels good. And all of a sudden he had a chance as he sat and watched this team from the sideline. He says, wow, you know, I got a pretty good defense out here. I got good young receivers now. And so I think he's very, very excited, probably as excited as he's ever been before. And, again, you know, I think he knows how to temper it. He knows it was still in October. It's, you know, he only played four games. And so it is, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. But at the same time, continue to get better, continue to get a feel for the receivers that are around him. He hasn't played with a lot of these guys for a while outside of Juju Smith-Schuster. And so I think, it's again, when you look at him, it doesn't surprise me. He plays within himself. He's got a good offensive line. And, you know, I think, again, he's just going to continue to get better as he gets more comfortable with the players that he's got with him.
Hey, Bill, do you have any memories of, you know, the first time you played for the Browns against the Steelers, knowing that you're, you know, you're from there and you would end up coaching there? But when you played here, was there like I don't know, just as a young player, like an introduction to, wow, this is really what it's like to be a part of one of these Browns-Steelers games as a player?
Oh, I remember very vividly my first year was the Cardiac Kids, and I remember coming down to Pittsburgh to play and walking on at Three Rivers Stadium thinking, wow, you know, I never even thought this was a dream come true. I remember running through the tunnel at Municipal Stadium the very first time, walking out in the dog pound and the Cleveland fans. It was just, that was such a special year. And one of my most vivid memories, though, was in 1986, and I was a special teams coach for the Cleveland Browns, and we had the Pittsburgh Jinx. We'd lost 16 straight years down at Three Rivers Stadium, and we were taking buses, we were flying, we were staying at different hotels. We were trying to break the jinx somehow, some way. And I'll never forget that we went down there in 1986, and Gerald Ice Cube McNeil returned a kickoff for 100 yards, and we beat them for the first time in 16 tries. And I was a special teams coach. And, you know, I just always remember that. And that was, we had the drive, the fumble, and the dog pound. And I remember coming back up there as the head coach, and we'd always have to warm up in the end zone where the dog pound was. And I hated to turn my back to the dog pond because it was like, ugh. I'd make sure that the nets were up for the extra point because I didn't want to stand there with my back to the dog pond. It was not the safest place to be.
All right, Bill, we're going to let you go.
For a guy who lives in Strongsville? Come on, man.
That's right, yeah.
Hey, all I kept hearing was from the back, my back's still warming up. They're going, Kyle, we never liked you as a player. We never liked you as a coach, and we're going to kick your ass today. So I'm like, okay, great to be back. Love you guys too.
We were just making you feel at home, Bill. Sorry
about that. I loved it. I get it.
Coach, thanks a million for your time. We appreciate it, and we'll be watching at CBS this weekend. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.